Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold from 105.3 The Fan. And joining us today, I'm excited about this. We have the CEO and the artistic director of ForceForward.org, a nonprofit infusing over $75 million into the equitable transformation of sunny South Dallas, the South Dallas community. I'm with CEO Elizabeth Watley and artistic director Nigel X. Both of you, how are you doing this morning?
Great. Happy to be
doing
here.
Good. Yes, thanks for having us.
Well, let's start, first of all, with catching everybody up with ForceForward.org. I guess I want to start with the amazing thing that I did not stutter when I said between private and public funds, you guys were able to raise over $75 million to help transform the South Dallas area. And I think, tell me if I'm wrong about this, Elizabeth, the epicenter will be the legendary Forest Theater. Can I say this first before you speak? It kind of reminds me about how the Dallas Mavericks are looking for a new venue, and they're going to build all around it, an infrastructure all around it. Is that a nice comp, or is it a wrong comp? Elizabeth?
I can see how you got there. Mm-hmm. What I would say is that the work that is being led by Forest Forward is to bring healthy neighborhood revitalization, and we think we will be able to do that by reigniting the anchor of the neighborhood, which is the historic Forest Theater. And so, yes, we have brought in over $75 million of investment directly to the theater, and an additional $25 million, in the surrounding area. And so we are excited about the efforts to date in being able to bring the historic theater back to life.
You know what? I'm so excited about this because, you know, I've spent so much time not only in the Forest Theater back in the day and even closer to it with Erykah Badu's performances and pop-up things she was doing. But the whole South Dallas area, the Martin Luther King Parade there every year, Martin Luther King Center, which you guys are going to turn that into an art school. I can't wait to get into that. But I just love the fact that you're actually surgically maintaining the rich history, culture, and pride of the community. Elizabeth, I think you might be the perfect person for the job. How hard has it been to start this thing up?
You know, it has been very, very hard.
I bet.
But very rewarding. The community has been incredible to work alongside with. And, you know, it was hard because we had a history that was preceding us of trying to redevelop that space, mm-hmm. and it not working. There was a slew of broken promises to the community in the neighborhood. And so we had to change mindsets in the work. And what also helped us with this investment, though, is the community. To your point, people have had so many fun, good times at the theater.
Yeah.
People have worked at the theater. It has been a space of economic development for the neighborhood. It's been a place for convening and meeting and having voter registration meetings, concerts. So it's exciting to be able to bring that opportunity back to life right here in the neighborhood.
You know, and Nigel, I'm going to get to you, I promise you, but I'm just got to pick Elizabeth's brain for a little bit more. And I love painting pictures on the radio, and I like to imagine the Forest Theater is South Dallas's own Apollo Theater in New York. Is that what the history of it sort of like? So if we're going to kind of imagine of what used to happen, and like I said, all the way up, you know, not only the 20th century, but, you know, the first part of the 21st century, the performances and the things that were going on there.
Yes, very, very similar in a sense. I think if you want to give someone an immediate comparison of the role that the Forest Theater plays in the city of Dallas, mm-hmm. it is the Apollo Theater. We have a rich history in Black arts and culture. There have certainly been spaces around Renaissance and rejuvenation and revitalization anchored in the arts in the South Dallas community. So there are parallels that can be drawn, certainly from the Apollo Theater and the Forest Theater. And that's not a bad room to be in.
Exactly.
I'm okay with that.
Exactly, exactly. Now, that naturally leads me into hello to Nigel X. He's the Forest Forward's new executive and artistic director. And I almost just say welcome back to Texas because you're a native Texan. But the last 15 years, you've been on the West Coast. Let me give you your props real quick, Nigel. On the coast in L.A., where you served in similar roles at the Waco Theater Center, a five-year partnership with the City of Los Angeles to operate their 750-seat Vision Theater for Performing Arts Center, one of the largest artistic venues on the West Coast, dedicated to telling the stories of African diaspora. And also, you've collaborated with partners like the NAACP, the Kennedy Center, and others. You've got a master's degree from the California Institute of Arts and a bachelor's degree from my mother and sister and brother-in-law's alma mater, Howard. We're talking about the Howard Bison's Washington, D.C. HBCU. Nigel, welcome back to Texas.
Thank you. Glad to be back. Can I get an HU?
Oh, there you go. And by the way, I'm just keeping it real. I got so many people on both sides, like on my in-law side of the family, graduated from Howard. My father lives in Washington, D.C. to this day. My sister and brother-in-law are attorneys. They went to Howard Law School as well. I might as well. I went to OU, okay? My mama's side of the family also is all in Oklahoma, okay. So I had to go to OU. Somebody had to go to OU. Everybody else went to Howard. So and okay. Also let me give a shout out to you and to Elizabeth when talking about HBCUs, because you went to Spelman and then you got your MBA at SMU Cox School of Business.
Yes.
So I
just
think
don't leave out that Spelman HBCU love there.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So again, it's a little, you guys are like, I think, perfect fits for this project in sunny South Dallas. So Nigel, what led you to get here first? To come back home, basically.
Well, you know, I honestly didn't think I would ever come back home. They say that you're supposed to kind of go out and then come back. Mm-hmm. Well, I believe this opportunity, the groundwork that's been laid before even my arrival, the opportunity for impact was too great for me to say no. And it excited me to be able to build something new and be able to use that new building to transform community.
So, Elizabeth, how did you find him?
You know, the old-fashioned way, through a search.
Ah.
We conducted a full national search, and out of 166 interviews, or not candidates, Nigel rose to the top, and we've been very excited to have him.
So, Nigel, what's the first thing on your plate? Because I know there's going to be all this construction going on, and I know you're probably trying to do, in other words, Elizabeth's got certain things that she really has to do that may not be in your wheelhouse, but there's things that you do that's not in her wheelhouse. So what are the things immediately for you, and then tell us the vision you have for the Forest Theater?
Yeah, I appreciate the question and just being able to kind of reflect. First of all, just shout out to Ashley, LaCheryl, Cecilyn, and the entire team at Forest Forward.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't be able to kind of step into the space without the groundwork that they laid. So I just want to shout them out. I began my work in August full time, and because the theater has been closed, we had an opportunity to really kind of think about what do we imagine this space being now? How will it contribute to the community? How will it contribute to really impact people's lives, not just with the work on stage, but the theater as a as an opportunity in terms of economic growth, workforce development, so on and so forth. So the last few months, I've been really collaborating with folks to build a strategic framework, thinking about the brand, not just like look and feel, but who we are, what we do, why we do it, who we serve, what is our ethos. The brand has then helped to inform some of the programming based on, you know, all the things that are inside of the theater. I don't know if your listeners know, there's a 1,000-seat concert hall, a 200-seat studio theater. There's a maker space with a recording studio, which is why I was asking about the studio, new studios that you're in, a podcast studio. There's an immersive art lab, which can be a photo lab or a soundstage setup. We just announced a Starbucks on campus. There's also a library, a bookstore. There's green space. So it is really a space to activate with multidisciplinary programming for an intergenerational audience and be able to really use the space to facilitate transformation, which I'm excited to do. So I've been thinking about brand programming and, of course, what is the operation? How is this thing last 7 generations into the future? Can we build a business model that benefits other businesses, small businesses? It's been a joy to actually just kind of dream a little bit. You named the Apollo. That's kind of like, that's like one example. There are several different institutions who are doing the work across the country in different ways, and it's been refreshing to be able to articulate a new vision and based on, you know, what we know has worked in the past or the other folks haven't tried.
Put it like this. I think you're so accurate on this vision, because otherwise I don't think the public and private dollars would have been there if everybody didn't believe what was going to happen. And like I said, with the epicenter being the Forest Theater, and I want to get back to you again, Nigel, but I just want to kind of paint the picture a little bit more for all of our listeners about Forest Forward and how what you've done so far, Elizabeth. You got about 20 lots you've already purchased and properties around the venue. You kind of, like I said, took over vacant lands and shut down some liquor stores and some long empty retail spaces, trying to make it properties in a mixed income housing, and it can grow from there. I'm just so fascinated about it. And there's a partnership with DISD to turn the Martin Luther King Center into an MLK Arts Academy. I want you to tell the story a little bit more, but I also got to give you props on one other thing. I got to slide this in. I think one of your favorite quotes is one of my favorite quotes of all time. And the quote I've heard since I was a little kid was, "Some people see things as they are and ask why. I dream things that never were and ask why not." And I know you have a quote similar to that, or the exact same quote, and you and I see things the same way. That's why I'm over here grinning. That's why I'm grinning.
Wonderful. Yeah, you know, at the heart of this work, the theater is a big piece, but, you know, ultimately we want to improve health outcomes and life expectancy in the neighborhood. This is a neighborhood revitalization effort. There is a bigger picture to all of this, and that does include, you know, our education pathway and our partnership with the school district. You know, when that partnership happened, with a lot of this that has happened, is it was just very natural. You know, the things that have happened, like the highway transformation, you know, MLK Boulevard, you used to go under and fly right by. Now you intersect and you stop right at the corner of the Forest Theater and MLK, where there'll be a new Starbucks there, mm-hmm. And the vibrancy of the theater. But right behind us, naturally, was already the MLK Learning Center at the time. And so there was just a natural partnership there because of the geography. And so when we went to have the conversation with Superintendent Hinojosa at the time of how can we partner, you know, how do we bring these arts access opportunities to the neighborhood, we were really bringing solutions around arts access, getting into Booker T, what is available in the southern sector. And that is how the MLK Arts Academy was born. The school district routed $20 million of bond money to the school that has completely expanded the educational offerings. They're growing by 25,000 square feet. They go all the way from pre-K to eighth grade now with an arts thread. It is neighborhood serving. 74% of our students come from 75215. Mm-hmm. And in our past two graduating classes of eighth graders, 11 students have been accepted into Booker T, which is really exciting. It shows the rigor and the portfolio that have been created to get them into Booker T, but we also have strong partnerships with Madison and Lincoln High School as well. So we are certainly leaning into our education pathway because it is a holistic revitalization model. Mm-hmm. We want to be strong in economic development, education, and housing. So there's a lot of moving pieces to this.
Oh, and again, I think you're built for this. So let me go ahead and brag on you the way I bragged on Nigel X. You've been in this space.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Case for a while. I'm talking about the space of revitalizing organizations or nonprofits or at least working with communities. Before you joined Forest Forward, you were over there at City Square as the director of strategic initiatives. You were at Paul Quinn College, another HBCU, as the director of service learning. And you also led the effort with Dr. Sorrell, Dr. West, the transformation of that unused football field and turned it into an organic farm. And like you were talking about food access and things like that, that was one of your main things. I loved that. I was like, wait a minute, you're not going to just let this thing go to waste. Let's make this thing something that everybody can use and the students can be involved with. And again, we already know about Bonton Farms. It's one of your neighbors over there. And we know about how there are certain areas of different communities all over North Texas that are basically food starved. There's nothing there. There's no real grocery stores and whatnot. So, again, I give you major props for being the person to lead this charge. And now I'm not the only one who's giving you your props. I know it's hard to talk about yourself, so I'm going to say it for you. Okay. Dallas Business Journal made you one of the coveted 40 under 40 in 2020. And a couple years later, you were named one of the 78 women who made Dallas great by D Magazine. You're on the Majestic Theater Centennial Planning Committee. Of course, we mentioned Spelman earlier. You're on the Spelman Alumni Group here in DFW. And you're a member of the inaugural Black Women in Nonprofit Leadership, hosted by Dallas Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation. Elizabeth, when do you find time to sleep at night? I'm serious. You're so busy, but I think you're built for this.
You know, I rarely would say this, but I agree with you. And that is because it has been really fortunate for me to have the past experiences that I've had in the workspace. So, you know, my time at Paul Quinn is just incomparable of really having the opportunity, one, to work in a neighborhood, but also experience on the forefront of the rebuild of an organization. And that is where I really learned how to mix grit, social entrepreneurship, principles. And it always feels like, you know, there's this fighting for the underdog. It's really about accessibility, getting people what they deserve and what is their right. And food access is a right. And so that was a great learning experience to really figure out how to be a social entrepreneur, really bring access through business principles to neighborhoods and communities. And so once I felt like I took the farm as far as I could get it, you know, with that time, I didn't have a business school degree. You know, we were standing up. We had great partnerships with the Dallas Cowboys. And so from there, I went to business school to learn how to be a better entrepreneur, to be able to grow and build a business to serve neighborhoods and communities. And that's how I found City Square. And while there, another great opportunity to work on the Cottages, which is 50 small, 400 square foot homes that serve the chronically homeless. And who knew then the experience I would get there of just learning some of the foundational work around building and housing and neighborhood development really kind of gave me some of these pieces and tools to launch Forest Forward. Now, it has been a completely adventure and startup, but those pieces and that history and that experience certainly did guide the steps and make this real purposeful work for me. You know, being born and raised in Dallas, Cedar Crest Golf Course, so right across the bridge from South Dallas, it's just always been an important community to me. And it's a pleasure and an honor to be able to come back and invest in the neighborhood and help it continue to thrive and grow and share the rich stories and culture of the people in the neighborhood that's there, because South Dallas has some wonderful history.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait for us to be able to and those stories and exalt them across the city and really bring that to light.
You know, you set me up for another one of my favorite quotes. In fact, this is arguably my favorite quote of all, which is, "The journey is the reward." And you just talked about the twists and turns your life has taken to get you to this point and the lessons you learned along the way that made you ready for this particular occasion. And again, the journey continues as long as you live, but the journey is the reward, because if you have a purpose-driven life, the journey is rewarding. And I think I think that's what's going on with your life and Nigel X, yours as well. And I gotta talk to you just a little bit more, Elizabeth, because we're talking about the neighborhood itself and South Dallas in particular and the partners in the neighborhood. How have you made the neighbors comfortable? And I say this because sometimes, you know, there's construction going on all over and sunny South Dallas. If people haven't been there in a while, it's like, wow, look, there's some new housing right here. Look, how do you make people not fear that their neighborhood is going to be lost?
Well, you know, I don't know how much fear I can bring. I mean, solace I can bring around that. What I have found people responding to in regards to the construction of the theater is glee and
joy.
There you go. I think people seeing that come back to life, mm-hmm. is you can feel the energy and the momentum. As long as we've been talking about it and saying, oh, we're going to start this construction, this is going to happen. Now that it is moving and happening, there is change. I mean, people are so excited to see this come back to their neighborhoods, and it's activating conversations differently.
Excellent.
So I'm hoping that people, as they continue to gather, continue to have these conversations at their neighborhood association meetings or at the cafe or wherever they may be, that they are having conversations about the change that is coming and how they stay.
There you go.
So I really do believe that South Dallas, that we can do this, you know, through city partnerships. We need more policy, but we have got to ensure that every decision, all the developers that are in the neighborhood, everyone that is coming together is working within the light to not displace people. And that's just something that I stand really firm on. So with all the decisions that we've had to make, they've always been community informed and community forward. And so change is coming. It is just how we continue to grow with the change.
Oh, like I said, I think you're built for this, because not everybody could handle all these different scenarios and understand. And also, since, like I said, you grew up here in Dallas, you know the lay of the land. You know who helps get things done behind the scenes. In other words, you don't have to learn a bunch of new things. And I think that's a major plus. And with that being said, can you talk about how you've been able to partner with some major corporations or major groups that can help transform things in the right way? You mentioned Starbucks, and they've always been a part, like even with the reimagining of Redbird, they got a location out there as well. They're always trying to make those steps happen quicker than a lot of other organizations that may be a little hesitant. Can you talk about navigating that? Because some people just automatically assume, oh, you're building a new area, a new shopping center, whatever. Oh, everybody wants to line up and get in there. No, it can be tricky, right?
Yeah, very much so. You know, Starbucks was a really good partnership for us. We went out, had community meetings and feedback, mm-hmm. and people are excited to have the opportunity to have a global brand come to the neighborhood, which has not been before. And feeling deserving of that opportunity. And so what is before us is we actually have a license agreement with Starbucks. And that's important because we get to use that brand recognition. People that get to stop on the corner who had never stopped before will now come in and have a cup of coffee. But also, you know, we get to do it our way and make it a home and a gathering space. So unique things that you wouldn't see in other Starbucks, like we'll have a small baby stage for spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
The design elements are completely untraditional to any other Starbucks. And so we are really excited to activate that space in a different way. You'll also be able to have a cup of coffee in the theater lobby or on the rooftop. And so I'm excited. That's where you'll be able to find me, is on the rooftop of the theater with a cup of coffee in my hand. So being able to expand just opportunities and partnerships that come to the neighborhood, it's exciting. But, you know, we also have a lot of local partners of, you know, St. Mm-hmm. Phillips and Cornerstone and our anchor neighbors and institutions. So working with Dr. Flowers and Pastor Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been incredible. So lots of partnerships.
Oh, yeah. I was about to get to St. Phillips because that's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right down the street there. And
1600,
yes. And it's like so unique that school has prospered through the highs and the lows. And they've had so many great things. I mean, we've had them on the show as well. And Dr. Flowers and I go way back as well. So it's just, like I said, I'm over here grinning. And you said having a cup of coffee out on the rooftop. All I can think of is the last part that people can't even imagine. It's the vision of the Dallas skyline right there. It's like, it's kind of an epic thing to think about. And so, Nigel,
it's incredible.
Yeah. So Nigel, I want to come back to you because you mentioned this before we got on the air here about the new administrative building at 1921 Martin Luther King Jr. what has it been like getting organized over there, and how do you like the new digs?
You know, it's a gift to be able to have a space before the space.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that it was a space that was not really building community. It was building community in other ways, mm-hmm. Being a former liquor store.
Right.
And so I think to transform that into a mission says to those who are residents, you know, or folks who are coming back, says that there's progress happening, and it's being led by folks from South Dallas, when I think about Elizabeth and others. So it's been a joy. We are making it a creative space. I like to call it Studio A, which is, it'll be a place for us to incubate ideas. We'll be able to test programming. We're hosting our MLK activation there in January. And it really is the rehearsal room, mm-hmm. before we have to scale and grow and move across the street. I spent time in the social impact field, and in the agency world, you do a lot of prototypes.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to be able to have a space and resource to do that in advance of moving into the theater is a gift.
You know what? You just brought up something I was going to go to anyway with you, Nigel. In the world today, especially in media, it's not just traditional media or linear media. You got social media, but you also have streaming. Some of the greatest names out there in content creation, like Drewski and Kai Cenat, they're making noise, and kids under the age of 25 are aware of that. There's some art in that as well, and I'm sure you've had to navigate all those things as well. Being in the arts yourself, as how kids can consume their arts that way, or be creative online, or be creative in various spaces that aren't quote unquote traditional. Can you talk about what you've been doing and how that's going to be a part of the future over there?
Absolutely. I mean, part of it is that, you know, I was introduced to the art as a young person. A mentor said, "Hey, you got some grit. You, mm-hmm. you have some character. Come up to the theater." And so, I'm hoping to replicate opportunities like that and use the contemporary tools that we have to do them. When I think about the space, yes, there's art, yes, there's social. We're really just grounding everything in storytelling,
mm-hmm.
and everything in imagination. And because we have the partnership with the school, my intention is to build a pipeline so that you get sparked as a young person, or even someone who doesn't explore art now, but you can be inspired and build your portfolio, move into a career, and think about the Forest Theater as a home for you to craft your work, but also to be in community with other creatives.
Elizabeth,
I'll just say, and for those who are not on the creative side, it is a place to come, and I probably have said it two or three times already, to be transformed.
There you go.
There's a way in which we are losing these spaces, particularly in our communities, and I want folks to see this as a resource. I can't tell you the number of one-on-one conversations I've had with elders or other leaders and how they talk about the beacon of light that mm-hmm. the Forest Theater is, and it's my intention to continue that legacy and sustain it.
Elizabeth, before we let you guys get out of here, is there anything I left out? Is there something people can look forward to in the near future, in the distant future? Because I know there's twists and turns along the way, but there's always something new that you want to say, hey, there's something going on next month, or something going on next spring. Can you enlighten us on what's up next for you, as busy as you are?
You know, we'll keep with some announcements as we continue to get momentum and mm-hmm. progress, but I really just want people to stick with us. You know,
yes.
This is far from over. The support has been wonderful. We are still fundraising. We are still working. Our goal, which we will do, is to illuminate the tower for the first time in over 50 years. And we want people to come out and celebrate that with us for the grand opening in November of 2026. But really, I just ask people to stay in there with us. We are far from done with this work, and we can need continued support, and we need people to join the work and the journey with us.
Well, count on having us having you on the show back again real soon, because again, this is a project I'm just been grinning about, because I think there's so many elements involved that will make it a success. And again, the success is a journey, and we're just getting started. Elizabeth Whatley from Forest Forward, the CEO, and Artistic Director Nigel X, thank you both for joining us this morning.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And our next guests are former NFL greats. We're talking with NFL Alumni Association Dallas Chapter President Byron Williams and former Dallas Cowboys great Jim Jeffcoat about mental wellness and the way all players, and especially former players, unite to care for each other and their communities outside of the mental wellness space. We're talking about anything you can think of, whether it's insurance, whether it's, you know, finances, everything you could think of, former players get involved with and help each other raise money with the nonprofit sector as well. These guys are a part of. First of all, Byron, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Chris?
Good. I'm glad you could join us. And Jim, are you doing pretty good too?
I'm doing well. Very well.
Okay. I'm seeing this in light of just last week, we lost Marshawn Nealon. Everybody should know the story by now. Young 24-year-old defensive lineman, Marshawn Nealon from the Dallas Cowboys, he shot himself. He ended his life tragically. He was having mental wellness issues at the time. And everybody knows the story about how, you know, it's just a sad situation overall. And I think the Dallas Cowboys have set up a fund for his fiance, because we've learned that she's going to have a baby. And they've set up that fund. It's MarshawnNealonFund.org. And they're also going to have decals on the helmets this season with the players. And they're also going to have practice jerseys in honor of Marshawn, and a special tribute for him when they get back to AT&T Stadium in about 2 weeks. Both of you guys have been through all kinds of situations and know people, current athletes at the time or former players who stressed out or couldn't take it anymore. And Jim, being a former Dallas Cowboy player, I want to start with you on this, because I don't know if you've had a relationship with Marshawn. I know Greg Ellis did. He was his former position coach last season when Mike Zimmer was the defensive coordinator. And he had an excellent relationship with Marshawn Nealon. And of course, he feels regretful about his passing as well. Jim, could you give us your thoughts when you first heard the news that Marshawn took his own life?
I was really hurt. And the reason is I was on a team that didn't meet expectations when we were 1-15. And it is a lot of pressure on you, especially when you play for an organization such as the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not putting them at fault, but I understand the pressure that you're on everywhere you walk in Dallas.
The magnifying glass.
Exactly. And that's just the way it is. And you have to live up to certain expectations if you're a Cowboy. So I was really hurt that this young man, 24 years old, and had passed. The pressure is tremendous. And I hope that everybody looks at this, and they're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
A young man, and it's a difficult situation, and it's really sad. And a couple of weeks ago, we had an alumni event, and he was obviously playing against the Washington Commanders, and you don't really know what's going through another person's mind.
Exactly. You don't know what's going through their mind. It has maybe nothing to do with currently in this situation. It might have been something in the past that triggered something. And it's unfortunate, because again, individuals have different things and different stress pressures on themselves. And that's why the suicide prevention number is 988 for anybody who just needs to just talk. And there's therapists out there that will talk to you about your situation, whoever you may be. We've had different ones on this show as well in the past. And I also want to say this. you know, the Dallas Cowboys are set up with different experts and therapists. And I think Brian Schottenheimer, Shotty, is absolutely the perfect coach to handle some kind of situation like this, because he's always talked about culture. He's always talked about playing for each other. And his statement to the media just this past week was, "We're not moving on. We're moving forward." They had a vigil, a candlelight vigil with all the families and different parts of the organization, the players. And of course, they were able to talk. Dak Prescott's got his foundation. He's talked. Of course, there's other guys who have their foundations based upon loss of life and suicides. And they have nonprofits to raise money and take care of each other. And that leads me to you, Byron, because I know you heard about it as well. What were your thoughts at the time, and how are you feeling about it now, and with the NFL and how they took moments of silence all around the league, you know, to reflect on his passing?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's one of those moments where we as a family, NFL, we got chapters set up around the country. And I've been a part of the leadership with the NFLPA Dallas chapter for over 15 years. And then now with the NFL alumni chapter, and these chapters are set up to help us, you know, gather around and keep updated information about all our benefits and mental health. It's one of those issues. And right now I got several calls about the situation, and we have had former players in that same case scenarios that we had to help them navigate through the process to get to a counselor, get to some professional help, as well as seek out things that they can be supported by. Because whether you're still active or retired, you still go through this these experiences in life, and we are the resources that players can plug into, whether you're a former player, current players, whether you just signed a contract for one day, or you played over 10 years. You know, we have things in place now to, you know, to help ease some of the comfort level. And that's what we're here for. I have received several calls from media this week, as well as some of the other things that we are doing. I took a mental health survey certification class a week ago, just to help myself get more up to date on what's happening around the country. So it's been very important for all of us to be on the same page. And the Dallas Cowboys is one of the teams that's leading in that space of helping their players. So like you said, it's going to be a good for us to move forward with how we can make things better and accessible for all players.
And Byron, Jim was touching on this when he first spoke, that, you know, fans and people got to realize that these guys are people too. They may consider them their heroes, you know, kind of like the Avengers or movies and things like that, because they play football so well and they got these outstanding skill sets. But, you know, win or lose, the highs, the lows, sometimes it's exaggerated because they're in the spotlight. And again, you've been in the Alumni Association for a little while, and as the president, you've seen these guys just as regular people when they retire. And sometimes it's difficult to retire to, quote unquote, a regular life. Can you talk about how the NFL Alumni Association helps out with players who are trying to basically adjust to being like a regular person again, or navigating, okay, I'm the persona of the former NFL great, and signing autographs, but then I got my regular job now, or I got my, you know, investments I got to take care of, or I got my family that I got to take care of, those kind of things.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's why we got these chapters set up. And these chapters are set up to help players be more transitional when they go from retired. And the first period of transition is the first 5 years, you know, your insurance and things that create in your families and players go through, all trying to devastation for us, divorces and things like that. But we are really here to make sure the players don't need anything. You know, if you want to get your master's, you want to get your doctorate, we have money set up aside for things like that as well. So it's really been a good situation, because after every grievances and every contract, every 10, 15 years that they have renegotiation, you know, they do plug in money set aside for the former players' side. And we have about 25,000 retired players across the country. And Dallas chapter is probably one of the largest populated chapters. So we try to stay on top of everything and just make sure that we stay updated. And then we have surveys that players can answer. And then we kind of see what the needs are. And then we go into that space and make sure that everybody is well equipped and educated on everything that's going on with the retired side as well.
Jim, can you talk a little bit about the how you balance it as a former Cowboys player who won Super Bowls? You know, back in the 90s, you were one of the biggest names with them. I mean, you still are a big name, but you have a little bit of a different story because not only did you say, okay, I'm going to do some coaching, but you also have kids who are excellent in sports as well. Your wife was involved in sports, you know, with her background. And it's like you guys, again, had to, quote unquote, okay, live your life once you became a professional athlete in kind of like a bubble where people, you know, they know you when they sometimes you're at the grocery store and they recognize you. And then there's sometimes where, you know, you just want to have a regular quiet life. Can you talk about navigating that once you retire?
Well, Chris, you got to look at it from the reality of it. Football is, in any sport, is really short term. You say I was blessed enough to play 15 years, but 15 years is just a blink.
Yeah.
My main responsibility was my children and mm-hmm. making sure they had a great childhood. And I think that I did that and making sure that they understood this was a sport that I did. I did this to make sure they had the opportunity to do things in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So that was important to me from that standpoint. And I looked at it from just how I grew up. I grew up with a tough dad and mom, and they made sure that it wasn't about me. It was about the people around me, the kids. Mm-hmm. That's what was important to me, making sure that my kids had the opportunity to succeed in whatever direction they wanted to go in.
And can you talk a little bit, Jim, about how with mental wellness, it's almost, I mean, people think in public it's kind of like taboo. You don't really want to talk about it. Now people are more about that. I think they understand it better, especially coming out of the pandemic where a lot of people got more stressed or they're getting more stressed because they see more things on social media. But especially coming off the pandemic where a lot of people under the age of 30, they're like, I don't even know what the future is going to look like. I don't know if it's changed for good. But
you bring up a great, great point, Chris. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Is when we were growing up, we didn't have the social media. Mm-hmm. People talk about you now that you don't even know who they are. They could be in Istanbul.
Yep.
For all we know.
It could be a bot. It might not even be a real person. It might be AI.
That's right. That's right. That's
yeah.
it. And I have a 26-year-old. My youngest is 26 years old. And she grew up in a different world. And we never talk about this, but with these younger people is that you got to remember, they were in a COVID era.
Mm-hmm.
And they were for a whole year, they were in the house. They were reading social media. They were doing this and that. And this is difficult for these people because they're dealing with people, like you said, that from everywhere.
Yeah.
And they get hit at everything on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok,
mm-hmm.
Twitter. They're getting hit and people telling them they're not that good or they're great. And it's hard on these kids. It's hard on the younger generation. And I feel for them. I'm glad I grew up when I grew up. So we didn't have all the social media.
And Byron, Jim, like I said, he's touching on the main thing. There's the epidemic of stress. It really is because of the access to all the information and all the different information bubbles and how much people consume the information as opposed to quality time with each other in community or with their friends, you know, as opposed to, you know, in other words, going out or just hanging out. And so with that being said, taking it back to the football field, you know, football is a tough sport. And I guess back in the day before, you know, now the NFL and other leagues have mental wellness experts. They have psychologists. They have different people you can turn to. But it was almost like you can't show any weakness. So can you talk about what it was like then? Even with younger kids today, you still have to let them know that, yeah, it's a tough sport. But we understand. In other words, you're not soft.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you're dealing with something,
yeah, exactly, and real life experiences really teach you a lot. But sometimes the peer pressure have really affected our kids as mm-hmm. well. That's why it's been very true to the fact that when we have players going into the schools and sharing our stories and trying to relate our stories to their stories, it's been pretty effective. But what the reality is, the bullying, you know, the peer pressure yeah. is unbelievable now. You know, back in the day, we just go play all day long and then go home and go to bed. But now it's a whole different story. Yeah, you know, you got these gaming deals. You got
right.
so much so much that you can see on the news, and these movies, these horror movies, is really scary in itself. So, you know, what they see and what they're being affected by have really made a huge impact on what's happening in our society. So, yeah, you're right. We just got to stay on top of everything. I think parenting is different. You know, everything is just different. So we got to be real creative on how we dissemble information out to everybody and how, you know, I was talking to a couple of players here, and I was trying to see if we can create small huddles. Mm-hmm. of friendships, that way we can stay connected to each other, and then if some guys need something, we know we're there for them, and we're there to support. And that's why we try to stay active in the community and engagement. And so those are the things that we as a whole need to just think about and consider how we can move forward with helping each other out.
I think you're right. You got to create opportunities for people to be together and not just be online and not just reach out and send a text or something. They actually got to see each other and talk a little bit. So, Jim, can you talk about a little bit about how, because I'm really impressed with Shoddy, the new coach for the Cowboys. I'm using him as an example because the first things he was saying, and he backed it up, was, I'm going to create a great culture where we are for playing for each other in the whole nine yards. And I know, you know, I think sometimes people go, yeah, right, or whatever. But I actually have seen him do some things where he does that. And I also know he's real big on having the alumni come back to talk to the players or be in the star in the locker room and there for people to bounce off of and having barbecues and inviting the alumni out there and things of that nature. Can you talk about the importance of, you know, because what do guys always say when they retire, Jim? First thing is, I miss the locker room just hanging out. It's one thing about the competitiveness. It's just hanging out, just talking and being in the locker room. Can you talk about how that's part of the culture, that people need each other?
Well, you have to also understand, Chris, is that these players that you played with, you sometimes when you were playing, you were with them more than your family.
Yep.
You forgot about that, but you're right, the camaraderie and the – I mean, like I said, we had an alumni event a couple weeks ago, and it was like we never left.
Mm-hmm.
We were laughing and giggling. And, yeah. You know, people don't understand that, but once you get around your buddies, and I always do a welfare check on my buddies all the time. I call them,
good,
make sure they're all right and how they're doing, and because they got things. They got kids that are in sports. They got older kids,
mm-hmm,
too. And they just, how everybody's doing. The guys that I play with, because they're like my brothers.
Hey, yeah. Byron, I don't want to leave you out. Byron, say what you got to say as well about camaraderie.
No, I was just saying my birthday was Halloween. And the receiver coach, he lived in Atlanta with the Giants. And we was called the Parcells Fabulous Five. It was me, Ernest Gray, mm-hmm, Bobby Johnson, Phil McConkey, and Lionel Manuel. They all wished me birthday a week or so ago. And you know, it was after a little reunion. Then last night, Phil McConkey sent me it did a quick video of his, mm-hmm, daughter going into the Navy. And so he got a second generation daughter that went into the Navy like he was and became a pilot. So it's, you know, it's just good, just like brotherhood that we are still connected. And it's been over 30 years since those days. But my point is, That's what Jim was talking about. And in fact, I was at the Dallas Cowboys watch party, and mm-hmm, they have welcomed me in as a brother, because I go there and I didn't play for the Cowboys, but I'm just like part of those guys and know all those guys.
Yeah,
you know, from Russell Maryland to Charles Hayden, all those guys are, you know, we all became friends. So I think it's what we need to really reflect and see and show the young people that this is not what it's all about: long lasting, everlasting friendship.
We're talking with the president of the Dallas chapter of the NFL Alumni Association, the great Byron Williams, like I said, from the Giants, but of course he grew up here in Texas, and he's the Dallas chapter president, and of course former Cowboys great Jim Jeffcoat. And we're talking about guys getting together and spending so much time with your former teammates and whatnot, and that's part of like what you guys do on occasion, and sometimes it's for worthy causes, raising money, nonprofits and whatnot. Byron, can you talk about some of the things the Dallas chapter has done over the maybe the last year or so, or the different events that you enjoyed that were outstanding, where guys were able to get together, but it was a worthy cause and funds were raised?
Absolutely. We just had a celebrity bowling event. We had guys on every lane, from different teams. Of course, you know, everybody wanted to play with the Cowboy. And then we just had a couple of golf tournaments. Just had Tim Brown golf tournament,
mm-hmm,
the bus, and Marcus Allen was there, and a lot of the players was there just this Monday. And then we we'll do an end of the year gala. A lot of the players go into the schools and be involved with outreach, Read Across America. Some of the things that we can inspire the young people to, you know, stay focused on the education and things like that. But our chapter, we meet quarterly, sometime more than that, and we just try to stay engaged. And then we'll support the Gators and the nonprofit that these players have set up for their foundations. You know, we're involved with the cancer research. We got an authorizer's walk at the end of the year. And, you know, we just try to stay active and stay, people call us to see if we can come to, you know, we did a event at Children's Hospital, and they're getting ready to build a new hospital next year. So we're on top of a lot of things and do a lot of things. And then Jim and I, we got a little podcast called the J&B Talking Shops, where we just talk about locker room stuff. A lot of fun stuff.
I like that. So. I like that. I can imagine. What's the name of it again?
J&B Talking Shop.
I bet it's great.
See, you got to realize, like you said earlier, Byron grew up in Texarkana.
Mm-hmm.
He, when he was born, they had a cowboy football in his crib. And I grew up in New Jersey. I grew up 35 minutes
from the Giant Stadium. Yep.
And he wanted to be like, he wanted to be a, he
no, I didn't like, want to be like, see, I wanted to be a football, so I was with the Cowboys.
See, that's what it's all about. When you, you can talk smack a little bit, like barbershop talk. And I swear, that's the camaraderie. That's, believe it or not, that's how people kind of break down the barriers a little bit, and they can tell each other, because they're friends or whatever, you know, what's really on their minds, whether it's something high or something low, something in between. Can you also talk about the NFL Alumni Association and financial literacy? Because I know there's opportunities where, you know, you guys put people in front of, you know, people who can show them how to take care of their money. Because unfortunately, even though you may be talented athletically, I'm talking about any sport, baseball, basketball, football, hockey, golf, track, tennis, archery, rodeo, you might be, even barbecue, people might have their own barbecue. They know how to great be a barbecue-ologist, can really make some barbecue, can smoke some ribs. But guess what? You're not that good with the numbers. And so you try to put good people around you to take care of your money, and sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. Byron, can you talk about that a little bit? Because I think that's also very important, because you hear the stories all the time. Why are you so famous? How? What happened? They trusted somebody that they thought would take care of their money.
Yeah, no doubt. We definitely, you know, reinforce that. We got all kind of financial advisors that come in and speak on it. And, you know, it's really each person's decision, you know, which way they go with mm-hmm. investments and things. But, you know, everything is set up for the players to, for longevity. You know, at age 45, if you want to get an early retirement, age 55, you can get it. Age 65, so everything is educational. Everything is on our apps. We got apps with our, that identify everything that you earn, your 401ks, everything, insurance, all that, your will, your trust, all those things are set up in the app for players. And all they got to do is just be educated on it and how to navigate the system. But they have done a real good job on educational. And what they don't say and what they don't announce, we got more players now than multimillionaires, better off than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And those numbers don't reflect, might not reflect that on social media or somewhere, but the truth is a lot of players are doing, making good decisions with their money.
That's good to know, because again, people only, sometimes what makes the biggest noise are just bad news or sad news instead of good news or great news or empathetic news. And Jim, I was going to ask you, is it harder to get in the NFL alumni as a younger guy that retired? In other words, is it almost like accepting the reality that you've retired, or is it just easy to say, okay, I need to get to find my chapter of my hometown or close to where I live? Tell me what you've thought about. And then Byron, you give me your two cents as well.
And Byron probably will agree with this. With the younger guys, they don't understand how important and all the things that the NFL alumni do.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They're finding their way and they mm-hmm. don't understand it. Once they do, then they love it because it helps them. They get to meet people, they get to understand it, and some people have been through the same things that they're going through. Because at one point in your life, at some point, if you're a professional athlete, the crowd is going to die down. The crowd's not going to worry about you as much as they did as you when you were on the field. You got to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Byron? No doubt. You know, your well-being is the most important. We try to paint a picture that's, hey, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, you might need a hip replacement, knee replacement. Everybody go through it to play the game. And so
and you're talking about in your 40s, not in your 70s. You're talking about when you're young from playing this sport.
Said, it's guys right now getting hip replacement that play, yeah, that's knee true. Replacement. So the reality of it is your body, you know, you sacrifice so much to play the game. And so what we try to do is just be honest and truthful and let guys see what it might be like 10, 20 years down the road, to remind them that, you know, you need to stay active, need to stay engaged, and need to stay, you know, educated on all this stuff. And I'm telling you, we have everything right at their fingertip. And if they want to know about dental care, eye care, mm-hmm. all of that stuff is set up for guys to go and get free of charge. It's set up, you know, we got $3,000 worth of dental per year, $3,000 buffet. Eye, ear, and nose, throat stuff that they could take advantage of. And so the plans are good, and which they have improved upon. And I think everybody is becoming more involved with being knowing what's available. So that's a good thing.
There's a lot of things that you can do, and it helps the younger players because you have to navigate as you go through retirement. You really have to navigate it. And like you said, from the financial standpoint, but also from the mental standpoint, because people don't look at you the same.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. Yeah, like you said, you sign autographs and stuff, but they don't ask you what you're doing or how you're doing. And I always, like I said, I do checks on all my buddies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, play with. I make sure I call them, make sure we'll have lunch, and just to make sure they're all right.
Exactly.
Because you're going through life, and you don't want to go through life by yourself.
Hey, Byron, before we get out of here, I know there's some big event coming up with the NFL Alumni Association. Is it a toy drive? Tell me what's coming up in the next couple of weeks here.
Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to do toys for tots. We're going to do it here in Dallas. We're going to do one down in Shreveport. And we're going to also just have a year-end celebration. We also be giving out coats for the wintertime, and we are partnered up with Walmart and some other companies to, you know, to get back into the community. But yeah, you know, we're gonna have an arthritis walk at Cliff Fork over there in Fort Worth. So we try to go throughout the metroplex: Fort Worth, Plano, Dallas, you know, Frisco, and southern part of Dallas. So we trying to do more. And and that's why we're asking these players to be involved in and to help us create some more activities for the outreach.
Excellent. Gentlemen, thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, and thank you all for joining us for another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.